Well, our guest today is Brett Moline, who's Director of Public and Governmental Affairs for the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. And he's got some very interesting news I think everybody will be interested in about a new award, a $4.8 million grant that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given. And I'll stop there, Brett, and let you go on. What's this all about?
Well, there's concerns that livestock are emitting too much methane and contributing to global warming. And this is an attempt to try to filter that out so it doesn't get into the atmosphere.
How are they going to do that?
Any ruminant burps when they digest, and evidently that produces methane.
I thought it was the other end of the cow that was causing the methane.
Well, yeah, I guess a cow has two business ends, but some reports are indicating that it's more the burps rather than the flatulence.
So what they're doing is apparently face masks forced on people is not enough. They now want to do face masks for cattle. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, to me, it's not one of the, well, it's probably in the top 10 for silly ideas that I've heard, but just the practicality of it, it's just not going to work. To contain that methane, you're going to have to cover the mouth, from where the burps come out, and how's that animal going to eat and drink? To me, it's almost sounds like it's cruelty.
Well, exactly. And doesn't it affect their breathing, I would think?
Well, yeah, so it, there are some instances where you would put a mask on an animal, for an example, if they're bloating. Some of the show animals do it I've seen it more often in sheep, but that's to limit their intake so they're not cribbing on, on sawdust, on shavings, so it's not upsetting their stomach, but they can still drink. But those masks are, they have a use, but these masks to contain the gas, how in the heck are you going to keep them on?
Yeah, I don't think the cattle are going to appreciate having a mask on. You know what happens when you put, you put some restraint like a, what do they call those Victorian collars on a dog to keep them from biting when they have problems, or they've had surgery. I mean, they hate those things.
Well, and it's Texas is going to be the same way that we have in Wyoming. They're going to be rubbing on. On posts, on feed bunks.
Oh, to try to get them off.
Brush, whatever, they're going to rub on it. And to try to get some of these owl 1,400-pound cows to wear a mask.
Well, the idea is so ridiculous. I think in one article you called it a pickle-headed idea.
That might not have been my best choice, but I think it got the point across.
Well, I think it was good. It was a good description. What? Who came up with this harebrained scheme? Do you know?
Well, evidently, it's through the Bill Gates Foundation. So I'm assuming that's probably one of his brainchilds, or at least somebody in his organization.
Well, I wouldn't use the word brain for this. Exactly. I don't think a brain had anything to do with it.
Yes. Well, he's got one. He just doesn't use it for the purposes that I would prefer.
Yeah.
One thing to me that it points out, that if that's something that we're worried about, our world is pretty good. Here in Laramie, we send out hundreds of backpacks every weekend because school-aged children don't have enough to eat. To me, that's more of a concern. But I do want to point out that, the United States, they they say that we had millions of head of bison that were roaming around, and all the other wildlife that are ruminants, you know, the big game animals, well, you know, they were emitting a lot of methane too.
Mm-hmm.
But we never hear about problems with wildlife. It's always blamed on the livestock. And I think there's other things that we can do. You know, Colorado State University is doing some work on methane emittance. I think there's some other work we can do, but I guess I'm just not convinced that methane is one of the, you know, it's going to be the death of us all. I think there's other issues that to me are more pressing. And again, one of those is, you know, we produce enough food, but we need to get that food where it needs to be, into the hands of the people that don't have the money. And just one more government regulation. Some of the sale barns that I've talked to, that the infrastructure they're going to have to put in to facilitate individual animal ID electronically, you know, it's going to cost another $15 to $30 a head to sell animals. The sale barns are, you know, every livestock facility is going to have to put in much more infrastructure to be able to, you know, to instead of identifying, you know, 30 head of call cows, they're going to have to identify them individually and keep track of those records. And so this cost of regulation, I'm worried that what it's going to do to the availability of food for the consumer in the United States.
Well, one thing I noticed from the report that I've read, this idea of, well, of course, putting face masks on cattle is just going to be extremely expensive.
It's just incredible joke. It sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
It does sound like a joke, but it's going to add to the, as you say, it's certainly just more regulation that's going to add to the price of beef in the grocery store. And what they say here is they want to oxidize the methane, which will result in a combination of carbon dioxide and water vapor. But I thought they were against carbon dioxide. What's all that about?
I'm trying to think of a polite way of saying this, is that we seem as a society to go from one emergency to the other, and you're exactly right. We'll cure the, you know, this might have an impact, you know, on the methane, but you're exactly right. You know, CO2 is one of the worst things that we can have, according to some people, and now we're going to inflate that gas, that compound, and meanwhile our electrical generation facilities that are running off coal, they're doing everything they can to reduce it. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's,
well,
kind of speaking out of both sides of their mouth to me.
Well, I think we all, you know, you and others who pay attention, I think we know where this is going. They want to get rid of basically they want to get rid of farming.
Well, actually, Bill Gates wants to manufacture meat. He wants us to be eating
lab grown fake meat.
You
know, he, as you well know, he's the largest farmland owner individual in the world, I think, certainly in the United States, and he wants to lock all this acreage up and force everybody to eat lab-grown meat, which, of course, he owns the labs and owns major stock in the labs. If you don't like the lab-grown meat, you can eat bugs. Isn't that the direction they're going?
Well, what I find terribly ironic is with the fake meat, at least some of the reports I've seen, that the chemicals that go in there are not near as, you know, they're very detrimental to our health. And meanwhile, we have a push to go with, you know, organic is a push, you know, to reduce chemicals so we're not ingesting them, and then we want to have chemicals chemicals to make a food product that we then eat. Well, which is it? We want to reduce or increase chemicals? You know, I look at our food system that we have in the United States. We've got some needed regulation on it, you know, to produce a safe, wholesome food at a reasonable cost. And you know, we've evolved that over decades, and we've got a very good, safe, dependable food system in this country. You know, we're the envy of many other nations. And then all of a sudden we're wanting to go not really away from that, but you know, instead of doing things the natural way, we want to do it in a lab that can't be good for us. So the irony is kind of at the forefront to me.
Exactly. Most people who have half a brain would agree with you. We've been talking with Brett Moline, the Director of Public and Governmental Affairs for the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. And Brett, we sure appreciate your perspective and your knowledge on these issues, and it's been great. We hope to have you back soon.
Brett, thank you very much for joining us.